jump over to Mound Elementary School. Four students rushed to the hospital today. The ingestion of a substance. This is in the Slavic Village neighborhood. Don't know what they ingested. Don't know the conditions and ages of the kids. That has not been released as of yet. But these four were taken, elementary students, to the hospital after they put something inside of them. And that leads me to this. You've got a lot of kids buying pot-like drugs from corner stores. And in more than 20 states right now, you have lawmakers trying to stop it. These are intoxicating drugs from corner stores, packaged like they are candy. Mississippi's confronting this big time. Let's go to Jerry Joyner, host of the TV show and podcast, Weed and Whiskey. Jerry, when you see a story like this where you see, you know, kids getting their hands on stuff that looks like a Trix cereal box, that's you know, we're dealing with hemp, we're dealing with THC. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think whoever allowed those children to have access to that should be dealt with severely. No different if they let the kids get around alcohol or guns or tobacco. I know there's a lot in the press about kids being able to go to corner stores and buy products. And yes, in some instances that is true. But I think there's another reason why we're seeing this in the press about the store deals, which is a totally different issue than with our kids. We need to make sure anybody that's around anything that could be life-threatening to a child uses proper protocols, keeps their stuff away. More and more people are using marijuana products, and obviously more and more are letting their kids get into it.
Jerry, did you think with the legalization, recreational legalization of marijuana in a lot of states, did you foresee the rise in usage from adolescents? I mean, are you surprised by how many adolescents have their hands in this or on this?
Well, you know, it's saddening to see a number in the thousands of percent increase in just a few years. But these numbers, guys, still pale in comparison to how many emergency visits for kids with alcohol. So let's think about that. Okay. Yes, it's very unfortunate that some people let kids have this, and there's some unscrupulous corner stores that may be selling this to children. Here in Texas, you have to be 21. You're supposed to be 21 to be able to buy any Delta 8 or Delta 9 products that are legal under the hemp laws. I looked on the thing in Mississippi, and it says you're supposed to be 21 there, although they're saying that anybody can go and buy these products.
When you hear the principals are complaining the kids are vaping Delta 8, Delta 10 all day, they're high all day, and they're getting it at the local gas station, again, did you ever foresee something like this with the way marijuana has been more widely accepted across America?
Well, yes, I felt that we would continue to see with 70 to 80% of Americans thinking that it should be legal for adult use, that the popularity would cause more incidences to happen. But let's look at something, guys. When they say these kids are vaping, is it really Delta 8, Delta 9, Delta 10, or is it nicotine? You know, when I was a kid in school, we'd run around behind the corner and smoke a cigarette, right? Well, people don't smoke as many cigarettes. So I think sometimes they throw this category of vaping with these kids, because I've been polling my nieces and nephews. And so, well, yeah, I'd probably do it if I could get some weed, but we just smoke nicotine. We vape nicotine. You can't really tell the difference because there's not very much odor or smell. And the reason I'm mentioning this, there's a civil war that's going on that people don't realize in the marijuana industry. It's between the regulated marijuana industry and the legal hemp industry. And the marijuana industry's put a ton of money into an infrastructure that's not being successful, and they're not being profitable, and they're disappointed in that people have figured out from the 2018 Farm Bill that they could do these Delta products that are hemp-derived, low THC, and they're selling billions of dollars worth of it. So somebody's buying this besides these kids, and I don't think there's as many kids buying this stuff as they say. But I will tell you, these packagings that say they're Doritos or they're Nerd Ropes, and yep. they're knocking off on a legitimate brand. They ought to punish those people just like the ones that are knocking off purses and everything else. But this is far worse. It's a huge problem counterfeiting in America, whether it's contact lenses or these bogus marijuana products, which we don't know where they came from. They don't have certificates of analysis. Folks, anybody that wants to try this stuff, take your phone, take that package on the back. There should be a QR code that allows you to go to a lab report that tells you what's in there. And if that lab report doesn't look proper, then I suggest not trying that product because there's bogus yeah. lab reports out there. It's the wild, wild west.
Talking to Jerry Joyner right now, host of the TV show and podcast Weed and Whiskey. Jerry, I'm taking a look at the pictures. I'm glad you brought up the packaging. They're ripping off Trix. They're ripping off Cookie Crisp, Jolly Rancher, Nerds, Airheads, Starburst. So they are without a doubt targeting kids. When you and I both know, like you said, you got to be 21 and older. Yet they're packaging to get to these kids because they know. Yeah, if you get them young, you're going to have a lifelong customer.
And let's look at this also, guys. I asked a couple of friends. We were down at Willie Nelson's this last week at the Luck Reunion, and they have kids. I don't have any children, but they have kids. And I said, could your kid go spend $34.99 and buy this stuff? And they were like, well, it depends on how their phone was set up. I said, well, don't you check that and see? Because, you know, for a kid to have $35 to buy one of these packages, we're talking about the same picture, that's hard for a working guy to go spend
right,
that $35
right.
in today's time. You know, yeah. So I think there's more to this, but I think we all should agree that these products should not be used by people until they're kind of fully developed. 18 at minimum, 21 is a better age, because we know from white papers we have, your brain's still growing things. Don't take a puff until you're old enough.
Very good words to live by there. Jerry, thanks for joining me today.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.